Alrighty, it's time for a fish report. I've somehow pried Leaf off the water. And Leaf, this time of year, bugs are hatching. It's got to be crazy out there. Leaf and I talk on the phone fairly regularly, too. I know that you've had all kinds of adventures, but I'm kind of curious, as the weather changes and really gets hot, things may change a little bit. Rivers may be coming down some. Yeah. Different bugs are hatching. Yeah. What's going on out there?
Well, you know, I mean, like I said the other day when I was getting out of the fishing hole excitedly calling you about how awesome it was, you said, things are just changing day by day, and it has been incredible lately. Just the last week, the change in the last week has been outstanding. I've been seeing, the bugs we're seeing right now, a lot of them are like your case caddis. A really common one here is the sedge. That's that little guy that crawls up your leg and kind of tickles your leg, and you think it might be a fly or a bee. Oftentimes you try to swat it away, but it's just a harmless little food source for the trout that they really love. And as well, you'll see some golden stones, and I imagine pretty soon here some yellow Sally stoneflies too. And the golden stones, these big guys, it's a super small hatch. Those fish will take that nymph or the adult because they just love to eat that thing so much, even if they only see it once in a while, because it's kind of just the big piece of sausage on this river. But your bread and butter is definitely that sedge. And so I've been fishing, I've been tying one up myself that's kind of a green and yellow belly or just a olive belly. And it's just like your average caddis, size 14, maybe 12, and you just kind of try to throw that thing into the foamy water, the soft stuff. And and the great thing about that bug is it doesn't just work in a nice dead drift on top. You can skate it, you can wiggle your rod tip and get it to flip back and forth like it's depositing eggs, like the real deal.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like many dry flies won't do for you, it works underneath too. When that thing gets swept under at the end of your swing, I always like to just kind of twitch it back to me, because that kind of looks like a little caddis kind of free-floating, swimming, and they'll take it underwater too. And it's been great.
You need to become a little bit of an entomologist along with being an ichthyodork.
Getting there. I usually just kind of tap my more entomology-dorky friends there and just kind of ask them for some help. My buddy Bob, he's super smart on that, and Chris down at the hatchery. So every once in a while, I just kind of got to say, hey, what is this thing that looks like this and that flying around at this time of the morning? And they're usually good enough to tell me exactly what it is. Right now, a lot of that, it's been kicking off at about 10 o'clock, for sure at about noon, the fish are going to be looking up. You can still get some fish underneath, you know, before 10 o'clock, but man, there's just no need to now after 10 or 12. Just go all dry fly, which is a great opportunity for beginners or kids, because that's such a super easy thing to throw.
Okay. Now, this whole discussion makes me wonder. Now, You talk about flies or insects that the fish love to eat. Are there any that they don't love to eat?
Man, that's a good question.
I mean, I'm guessing they don't have a palate that tastes. It has to do with...
Well, you know, they kind of have such a high... or such a great ability to taste / smell that they really do, you know, taste / smell things. You know, there might be some bugs out there that got a pretty disgusting flavor to them, and there might be some that taste kind of sweet. You never know.
But there really are some that appeal to them. But I was thinking
absolutely
beyond just size. This is a bigger meal I wanted. There may be some other things.
There could be. There could be, or they just may have been more successful over time eating the higher protein bugs, and their kids did the same, and that's just sort of something they'd lean towards over their evolution over time. But also, you know, you can get out there on the still water. The stuff in the lowland is just going to be about the early morning and the evening. Maybe in the 10 to 12, 10 to 2 damsel hatch time on the surface, hopefully, if you're lucky. And now it's time to start striking out into those high mountain lakes, too.
Right.
I usually start with, you know, some of the lower down ones. Black Lake is great, but you got to have a float tube. Tiffany is super good. Long drive, but short hike. 30 miles up there almost on bumpy road, but it's worth it. Roger Lake is on your way. And for the hardy folks, go past Tiffany and bear a little bit to the south and east up into the bowl there. You'll find Upper Tiffany Lake. I really love that lake. And, hey, maybe head up to Lewis, up the Twist River. Mm-hmm. About 6.5 miles there, and I've seen some pictures there from a good friend of mine, and it's a very fishy place to go.
Yeah, cooler weather, too.
Oh, yeah, real nice. That's where you start to, if you're a little too hot, just head up a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, if you have any questions, feel free to always shoot me an email to Fly Fishers Pro Shop and check out our blog there. I'd be happy to answer any questions you got. If you'd like to take a adventure with Matt Howe Fishing Adventures, just give me a call at 429-7298 or just send me an email from my contact page. And, hey, everybody, put on that sunblock and be prepared to get your fish on.